So with 6 seconds left, of course, we've seen stranger things happen. I mean, this is a two-shot foul situation here. Glenn will go to the line to shoot two as they're in the double bonus now, the 10th team foul on Strathaven. But in the meantime, after that second foul on Newell, again, John Glenn, along with number 14, Phil Pastor, really have turned this thing around. Two seniors not wanting their district championship championship dream to end. Have a chance to ice this here. Should he miss one of these two free throws, then that's where it gets interesting. I mean, worst case scenario, he makes them both and Strathaven can still tie with a three, but would have to go the length of the court to do it. Should he miss, you have to be worried about all sorts of things. A foul would put a Haven player at the line, but here, most importantly, John Glenn at the line, shooting two. Holy Ghost Prep leading by one, and it rims out. Rims out on John Glenn.
All right, so worst case scenario now is 2 points.
Strathaven with 6.2 seconds on the clock will need to move it up in a big hurry and perhaps draw a foul if they can. Glenn, second free throw, got it. 2 point lead. Roberts finds Newell. Newell with 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, pulls out three ball on the way. Got it with 1 second, and then we'll do it. Calvin Newell is mobbed in the stands. He drilled it from 24 feet. Strathaven 68, Holy Ghost Prep 67, and can you believe it?
Unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. The guy I thought was exhausted and had his added juice just calmly steps up and shoots and runs nothing but net.
Can you ask for a better basketball game? Both teams with heroes, and I mean, you look at the shock on the sideline and the faces of this Holy Ghost Prep squad to come back from a 20-point lead, to take the lead with 6 seconds left, but just to have an unbelievable talent. Calvin Newell was, frankly, the best player on the floor tonight.